Welcome to the Lyme Voice Network. We are chronic illness warriors, caretakers, and advocates who are overcoming illness in all of its many forms. We created this show to inspire, educate, and encourage you on your path to wellness. We're here to help you put the puzzle pieces of healing into place. Join us and our network of Lyme warriors as we discuss how fighting is a mindset, healing consists of choices, and living is the outcome.
Welcome to Lyme Voice Radio, where we talk about all things chronic illness. Lyme Voice is brought to you by Invita Medical. Over the last 20 years, Invita Medical Centers, located in Scottsdale, Arizona, has become a proud leader in precision-based chronic Lyme disease testing and treatment. From advanced CLIA, validated next-generation sequence testing for Lyme disease and co-infection identification, to treatment of all primary and secondary co-infections using patient-targeted anti-infectious therapy, immunotherapy, and the elimination of infectious neurotoxins. Invita's highly trained medical team and facilities provide the latest in research-based precision for the treatment of chronic Lyme disease and tick-borne associated infections, helping to transform patient lives for the better. Call to speak to one of their patient care coordinators today to see if Invita is right for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Lyme Voice. With me today is Brian Humrick. Brian, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So Brian just authored his second book called DIY EMF Home Inspection Guide. And I got to meet Brian last year and read his first book about EMF and how it has affected him and his story. Brian, go ahead and tell us why you are neck deep in EMF home certifications and how that whole thing came about and what EMF is on a very general level for people who have no clue why you would dive into something like this.
Okay, so EMFs stand for electromagnetic frequencies, and they kind of fall into the category of environmental illnesses, environmental toxins and pollutants. So things like your cell phone, Wi-Fi, your Ring doorbell, your anything that says smart on it, they're actually not good for you, and they cause a lot of problems, health-related problems. So my story actually started about 5 years ago. I got sick seemingly overnight, and I didn't know what was wrong. So I went to the doctor. I thought that I had the flu. The doctor said that I was just stressed out and that I needed to reduce my stress. And it was a little confusing for me because I didn't really think that I was stressed. I was like working really hard and everything. But when people say stress, you don't really think of what they were kind of categorizing my stress levels as. But I listened to the doctor. I took a vacation. I lowered my stress levels. And my symptoms didn't go away. I was still sick. And so I went to another doctor, and the doctor said the same thing. And I actually got diagnosed with chronic stress syndrome, which I had never heard of before. And like, I'm not that stressed out. Something else is wrong. So I kept
doing. Is that like a new label for like fibromyalgia or what?
No, they just said it was stress. They said that everything that was going on with me was just related to stress.
So tell our listeners what those symptoms were that they were attributing to stress, because you are not alone in having this conversation where you go to the doctor. I had the exact conversation where they said, well, you do have 5 kids.
Yeah. It's pretty common to hear that. I mean, they don't listen to the symptoms, but my symptoms were really bad headaches, severe memory loss, where I would forget my drive on the way home, which I had done 100,000 times. I would get vibrations all over my body, felt like bees buzzing inside me or like a cat purring on the inside of my body, nosebleeds. I couldn't sleep. I was twitching a lot, random muscle spasms. I was having difficulty breathing. I couldn't reach that top breath. Like when I would take in a deep breath, I couldn't breathe. And I was having problems concentrating on even the simplest things. I would forget what I was doing halfway through what I was doing. I would forget what I was saying halfway through a sentence. So a lot of neurological problems, but then physical problems as well. A lot of body aches and pains. My whole body felt like it was on fire. I couldn't sweat. I lost the ability to sweat. And I had eye floaters too, where things were floating in my field of vision that looked like little worms, but they weren't.
So up until this point, though, you're a high functioning individual.
Yeah.
You have a PhD.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're functioning, you're doing your life, and all of a sudden things begin to change and you're being told it's all stress related.
Yeah, exactly. And it was confusing because I'm like, I'm stressed, but not that stressed.
Well, and two, it's the chicken or the egg. It's like, well, yeah, am I stressed? Yeah, I guess, because I feel like my body's on fire. Things are crawling under my skin and I can't see or sleep. Like, I'll eliminate that and I'm not stressed.
Yeah, exactly. So they said to go on vacation and I did. I went on vacation. And while I was on vacation, I actually felt better. I did kind of think it could be stress related. But then right when I got back home, all my symptoms came back. Everything came back and it was worse that second time. It just amped everything up. And eventually I started doing my own research because every doctor I went to kept telling me the same thing. So I did my own research and I came across EMFs and EHS, which EHS stands for electromagnetic hypersensitivity. People who are affected by electromagnetic fields. Even though everybody is affected by them, there's kind of a small group, 3% of the US population, that is so severely affected that they can't function with all the technology that's around. And I fell into that category. And I made the mistake of talking to doctors about that, medical doctors, and they're like, there's no such thing. And you're crazy. And I'm like, okay. So I kind of dropped the whole thought of it being EHS and EMF related and did more research and came across mold illness. And all the symptoms of EHS are the exact same as mold illness. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I was wrong about EHS. Maybe it's mold illness. So I found a mold specialist who treated mold and Lyme disease, and she tested me for mold and Lyme. And my results came back saying that I had mold and that I had Lyme. So I was like, okay, well, at least we have an answer and we know what we can do. We can tackle this. And so she treated me and said I needed to do a 1 month mold protocol where I needed to be in a mold-free environment. And the house that I was living in wasn't mold-free and I didn't really listen. So I still took the mold protocol, not listening. And that made my symptoms worse. And then I asked her if she could treat me for Lyme disease. And she said, no, you can't. I'm not going to treat you for that. You have mostly mold and I'm only going to treat you for mold. So
she wasn't saying she wasn't capable of treating people for Lyme. She was just saying, that's not your biggest issue.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you feel about that?
I did not like that at all. In my bones, I felt like it was something more than just mold or EHS. I was like, okay, it's Lyme. Obviously I tested positive for it, but her tests were so basic that all it said was that I had Borrelia in my system. So I stopped working with her and started doing research and found a Lyme and cancer treatment center in Arizona. And I was living in California at the time. So I literally uprooted and moved all the way to Arizona just to get treated on Lyme disease. And they had a more sophisticated and advanced testing system where they could break down everything that's inside your body. And they showed that I had every single type of mold, every single type of Lyme co-infection, and just tons of it inside my body. And they were shocked. They were like, wow, like you've been suffering for a really long time. We can help you. So I did that. I got a port installed in my chest, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yeah, I've had two.
Yeah, they're not fun. You kind of look like a robot with these tubes coming out of your chest. And they had me do IV antibiotics for 8 hours a day, every day. And then I did all these other treatments. And after leaving there, I was about 30% better and something is still wrong. I sort of revisited the EMF and EHS portion. And I've tried so many things. Why not just try this? If it doesn't work, I'm no better off, no worse off than I was before. Just try it. So I started EMF proofing my life. I got rid of my cell phone. I no longer own a cell phone. I sleep with no power, no electricity in my house. I don't use a television. I don't own a television. I really went like and dive deep into it. Literally overnight, I went from 30% better to 80% better just by eliminating the EMFs in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Full Brian in whatever. So what, I mean, it's crazy because you're talking about uprooting and moving to another state for X number of months for treatment. Yeah. You're talking about going around a practitioner who you didn't agree with in your gut. And I want to just talk about that a little bit. And you address it in your first book, which was called EHS Warrior.
Yeah.
And people who are battling chronic illness and are in the Western medicine loop of going to their doctors are subject to being told it's all in your head. It's just stress levels. Your symptoms are being diminished or not acknowledged. You're being gaslighted. It takes an incredible amount of courage to go through event after event, practitioner after practitioner, where you're hemorrhaging money out of pocket.
Yeah.
And then still go through all that and come out of years of suffering, months and months of treatment, surgeries, all sorts of stuff. And for those who don't know, like Lyme disease treatment is similar to the extent that cancer is in the sense that you get a port, your body is essentially being nuked on every level. And to then come out of that and say, no, there is still something wrong. Something is still here. That takes an incredible amount of courage, self-intuition. How did you find that?
I don't like to give up. And I didn't really have anybody in my corner fighting for me. I was all alone. I didn't have family. I didn't have any friends. Everybody thought that I was crazy. So and most of the people that I talked to didn't even believe in Lyme disease. They thought that Lyme disease could be cured in 28 days with one round of IV antibiotics. And I'm like, no, if it could be cured in 28 days, then I'd be cured by now. So I literally would try one treatment, write down my symptoms, my reactions, and see how much better I felt. And then if that didn't get me what I wanted, I would move to another one. And then I would keep doing that until I found something that worked. And I went through hundreds of different treatments to try and get better when I finally found EHS and EMFs. And that was what kind of saved my life. But I knew that I wasn't better. And I wouldn't listen to anybody telling me, oh, it'll go away. Or this is just how life is. This is how people feel. You don't ever feel 100%. And I'm like, no, I used to feel 100%. So I was like really determined to get to 100% and willing to do whatever it took to get there.
Okay. So you've gone through years of suffering, months and months of treatment, years of treatment, really,
for
mold, Lyme disease, which often coexist.
Yeah.
Together. I mean, you can have both simultaneously and have to deal with both of those separately. And then, and you're operating at about 30%, which I also want to address because normal, healthy people have a hard time wrapping their brains around what that means.
Yeah.
And 30%, I remember when I came out of treatment in 2013 for the first time, I didn't have back all my household responsibilities and stuff. And so I thought like, oh, I think I'm not in excruciating neurological pain anymore. So I think I'm at about 60% and I can walk across my house without getting winded. And so I'm probably at about 60%. Yeah. And then really looking back, as I took on more of my parental responsibilities and started working again part-time, I probably was at like 30%.
Yeah.
But you can live a lot of life when you've been utterly disabled for a long time.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, at least I have 30% of who I once was.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. But so overnight you start implementing, you start going through your house, and we're going to get into that, like what that entails to figure out what's contaminating, what your body doesn't like. But you went from, okay, I'm at 30% and I don't feel good and I know something's still wrong, to being at 80%.
And now I'm at 100.
Really?
Yeah. Now I'm at 100%.
You went to 80% overnight.
Yeah. And now I'm at 100.
Okay. Yeah. So then that's worth writing two books about.
Exactly. Exactly. And then because I felt so good, I started helping other people with Lyme and mold and what I assumed was EHS. and helped them by EMF proofing their homes, and they got better. And it was just simple things that are free that you can do, and they help.
So your book, Learn How to Eliminate Harmful Radiation from Your Home. And this is a very specific DIY inspection guide. Yeah. And the thing I thought when we talked about this last year, when I interviewed you, I had told you I wanted one of the meters.
Yeah.
I wanted one of the meters to start evaluating, because you had even just put the meter on my one iPhone and it was way high.
Yeah.
Harmfully high. I think it was over 2000.
Yes. And under 0.2. 0.2.
What is it supposed to be at?
Under 0.2 milliwatts per square meter.
So 0.2. And I was at over 2000 just with my one device.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm not alone in that.
No. And you're surrounded by your smart TVs, your cell phones, your Wi-Fi, Bluetooth speakers, anything that has smart in the title also puts off radio frequencies. So you're surrounded by that 24/7 and your body can't heal. It just does something to disrupt the DNA cellular level that your body can't heal. So by getting out of that environment, it provides your body the ability to heal.
Okay. So let's talk about detecting and mitigating high sources of radiation. And it comes from four sources.
Yeah.
Radio frequencies, electric fields, magnetic fields, and dirty electricity.
Yes.
Let's talk about those four things.
Okay. So do you want me to talk about what I do in the very beginning when I talk about, or when I go out and do a home inspection, or them individually?
Let's talk about the home inspection briefly. But here's what, last time when we were talking, I said, oh man, I want to get one of those detectors. And then I was like, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah.
Like I knew I couldn't just invest a few $100 and start playing around. Like I knew there was enough information in what you were saying that I didn't understand and hadn't tackled. For me, I've gone through Lyme twice, and I did have some mold issues that got dealt with during treatment. And I've done the whole diet and lifestyle changes and all that stuff. I have not dove into this side of things, and I know that I probably will at some point, but I felt like your book, just reading it, empowered me to say, oh, okay, I actually can do this, because you laid out so many actionable steps.
Yeah, thank you. So it is a lot. It can be a little overwhelming, but once you learn the basics, it makes life so much better. I'm getting the deepest sleep of my life. I no longer have headaches. I no longer have any of my old symptoms. I'm back 100% healthy. I'm able to operate a tractor on my land now. Just, I got my life back, and it was simple as just removing the EMFs in my life. And what a lot of people don't understand is you still get to use all your same things. You can still watch TV. You can still have power in your house if you want. You can still use all your old devices, but there are safer ways to use them. The current ways and the current standards, they were set in 1996, and they haven't been updated since 1996. So think about the technology that's advanced since 1996. Think about
different
the cell
reality.
Phone. It's completely different. So they test based off of if it heats the muscle inside your body, if it heats the tissue inside of your body. That's all they test to say if it's safe or not. But we're being exposed to radiation. This is microwave radiation. Your cell phone is the same thing as your microwave. It puts off the same radiation as your microwave. So by putting that cell phone up against your head, you're putting a microwave up against your head. When I was a kid, at least, my parents would tell me, don't look in the microwave. It's going to ruin your eyes. Well, it does. It ruins your eyes. And they're finding more and more, they have more and more studies that are coming out that are proving the harmful effects of radiation. And one of my favorite authors and kind of activists, Deborah Davis, she has her own website called EH Trust. She sued the FCC on their current standards right now. And she's in court fighting the current standards of the cell tower and microwave radiation that we're exposed to. And quite powerful stuff.
Wow.
There's a lot of information.
I highlighted that in your book, that correlation that our cell phones are the equivalent of a microwave.
Yes.
And I didn't know growing up if that was actually true. if it was true that it was putting off these really harmful radiations. But you talk about that when someone turns on, when you're going in and doing a home inspection and someone turns on their microwave, it sends the radar off the chart.
Yep. It reaches 30 feet away.
So something is, golly, that's terrifying. Like, I already knew the food wasn't going to come out with the same nutritional qualities. I already had accepted that. But you talk about too, that even using your cell phone is a reality for most people that they have to embrace. So there's simple things that you can do, like putting your cell phone on Wi-Fi mode if you're not using it, or airplane mode.
Yeah.
But then also like using actual wires into your cell phone instead of putting your phone up to it eliminates some of that radiation.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of little things that you can do. Air tube headsets, instead of using the wired headsets, air tube headsets are actually safer for you. So instead of having wires that go into your ear and essentially are zapping your brain, you have a tube. So it sends the sound up the air tube and it sounds the exact same. It's just safer.
Hello, friends. Today's podcast is brought to you by these sponsors. Urbane Medical is a boutique ketamine infusion center located in sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. They provide a hospitable environment rather than a hospital environment. They're eager to accommodate your family in any way they can during your time of healing. Ketamine can promote a sense of well-being, decreases brain fog, and reduces chronic nerve pain. I interview the owner, Jonathan, in episode 109 for more information. I can attest to what a therapeutic environment they offer at Urbane Medical. And Jonathan Evertson, the owner, makes you feel safe and comfortable and also has some really fantastic playlists available upon request. I have seen with a number of my coaching clients that ketamine is a game changer on a number of levels. So if you are in the Scottsdale area, check out Urbane Medical. All right. Now on to the show.
Cool. Yeah. And I mean, you have hundreds of easy solutions for people to start implementing and tackling and problem solving. And I know you've gone to hundreds of homes, and that's why you wrote this book, is because after going to so many homes and doing this home inspection for people. So what a lot of people don't know is that you can hire a company to come in and do an inspection.
Yes,
and it ranges from like $500 to $5,000, depending on the home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or based on your
book
available on Amazon, you can do it yourself.
Yep. For $15, you can learn how to do it. You have to purchase your own meters, but it's an investment well spent, because then you can take those meters with you wherever you go and test your environment. If you're staying in a hotel, you can test that environment and see if it's going to be safe for you and your kids to sleep in.
Wow. I don't remember the source at this point, but I had heard that sleep meds are the number one prescribed medication in the United States.
I heard that too.
Yeah. So I haven't done your whole thing, and we're going to talk about this too. You have, in addition to writing the books, in addition to inventing your own meter, which is called what?
The body voltage meter.
The body voltage meter. In addition to that, you now have a whole EMF-free community out in Tucson, Arizona.
Yep. 763 acres that are EMF free, no cell towers within 10 miles, no magnetic fields, electric fields, no radio frequencies. It's like paradise.
So I, at some point, will go out there and experience that. And I'm so curious. I mean, I'm going to start experimenting at my own place, but shutting stuff off at night, because sleep is a huge issue for me still to this day. Like I think I'm at about 95% physically, cognitively. I'm not quite there. I've still got some residual stuff, but sleep is a huge issue for me.
It is for most of the people that I go out to their homes. And then literally right after I make a few adjustments in their house, they're sleeping better than they ever have. And it's simple. It's free. Instead of sleeping with your Wi-Fi on, you turn your Wi-Fi off at night because you don't need it while you're sleeping. So it's as simple as just turning your Wi-Fi off at night. As soon as you turn your Wi-Fi off, people are seeing that they're getting deeper sleep. I mean, you really honestly don't need your Wi-Fi on while you're sleeping. And a lot of people get afraid to turn their Wi-Fi off. It's like something happened where they think if they turn off their Wi-Fi, they're going to, I don't know, something bad's going to happen. But really, you don't need your Wi-Fi at night. And a safer alternative is Ethernet. Like I'm talking to you right now on an Ethernet connection rather than a Wi-Fi connection. So rather than wireless, I'm wired in. And it's the exact same thing. It's actually faster. You get faster internet, more reliable internet, and it doesn't affect your health.
So for someone who has maybe not as extreme symptoms like Lyme disease and mold, but is struggling to sleep, 60% of Americans are battling some type of a chronic illness. Most of them are on medications. Even for someone who knows something is not off and they are not feeling their best selves, can start tackling this.
Exactly. I mean, it's simple. It's if you're not getting good sleep and you've tried literally everything, try this. It's free. Turn your Wi-Fi off at night. Put your phone on airplane mode at night. Don't sleep with any smart speakers in your bedroom. Keep your, if you have a smart TV, unplug it from the wall. Don't just turn it off, because if you turn off the TV, it's still sending radio frequencies. So a lot of people have TVs in their bedrooms or Bluetooth speakers in their bedrooms. Even when they're off, they're sending radio frequencies out, which is extremely bad. So if you move them to another room and make your bedroom completely EMF free, no radio frequencies at all, you'll get better sleep. And it's not just people with Lyme disease, mold, chronic illness in general. It's the average citizen. It's the average person that can benefit from a reduced EMF lifestyle.
Well, and after I met you and read your book last year, I started putting all, I have kids who, especially during COVID, will literally fall apart if I shut the Wi-Fi off while they're playing video games at night and I go to bed. I'm in the process of putting Ethernet in and then being able to shut Wi-Fi off. But I started putting all my devices just on airplane mode for sure. And then unplugging my TV. Those were some simple things that I started doing.
And make sure when you put it on airplane mode that you're also hitting the Wi-Fi and the Bluetooth button. Because even when you put it on airplane mode, sometimes those buttons still stay on and those send out pulsed radio frequencies as well, which are harmful for your health. So you have to turn airplane mode on and turn the Wi-Fi off and the Bluetooth off, and then your phone is safe.
Okay. I want to, before we dive into those, the electric fields, the magnetic fields, the radio frequency and the dirty electricity, I want to read a quote from your book. One of my favorite quotes of all times is knowledge is power. And after discovering just how different I was in an EMF-free environment, I felt powerful. It was as if I had been living in black and white my entire life and someone flipped on the color. Discovering that man-made EMFs are actually harmful changed my life.
Yes, very true. I mean, the positives that have come from this, like I'll give you a very good example. My wife and I were trying to have a child for over a year and it was difficult. We weren't conceiving, which was really hard on us because we were in an EMF-free environment. And one of the things that radio frequencies do is it lowers your fertility rates. So you'll see when people have cell phones in their pockets, men especially, it affects the testes. And makes the sperm act differently. And so it's more difficult for people to have children when they're living in an EMF filled environment and radio frequency filled environment. Literally the second that we moved out onto the land, she got pregnant. We were out there.
Oh, so, congrats.
Thank you. So it was as soon as we got out of an EMF or radio frequency environment, it happened immediately. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. So there's four different types. I mean, that's a profound statement already. Going from a 30% functioning to 80% is huge. And fertility rates are a big deal right now in people in their 20s and 30s.
Yep, exactly. And it's because of radio frequencies. It's affecting by 50%. It's affecting the ability to get pregnant, not just in men, but in women as well. Think about where you keep your phone. You keep it in your pocket, right near women. It's right near your ovaries. For men, it's right near your testes. It's unfortunate. It's something you wouldn't think of, but now they're coming out with a lot of studies that show the link between infertility and mobile phone use.
Wow.
Yeah.
Golly.
And you wouldn't have ever thought about it.
Well, and it makes sense. Like our bodies are made up of energy. We're energetic beings and we're putting tiny microwaves all over our bodies and our rooms and our housing.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So there's four main types of dirty electricity and frequencies that we need to be aware of.
Yep.
And you dive into them specifically, but let's just go over those so people have a general understanding.
Okay, we'll go over them briefly. Radio frequencies are anything like Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, sends an invisible signal through the air. So think about when you send a text message to another phone, how does that message get there? It sends it through the air. And now we may not be able to see them, but they're affecting us. So I go out to a person's home. I take my radio frequency meter, which is an HF35C. For those of you who are interested in purchasing one, you can get one on Amazon. And I take that meter and I measure all the different devices in people's homes to see what radio frequencies are coming from which devices. And that usually is the biggest concern and the biggest issue in homes. People have a Ring doorbell. Those put off over 2,000. And if you remember, under 0.2 is safe. So Ring doorbells, smart TVs, cell phones, printers, Bluetooth printers, anything that operates off of Bluetooth, even your remote, anything that has smart in the title is not smart. So I start with radio frequencies and I'll do a baseline measurement first where I measure what their environment is and come up with background measurements. So if I went to your house, I'd measure everything. And let's say your average was 2000 inside your home. I'd also do the outside of your home to see what radio frequencies were coming from your neighbors. If you were to pull up your computer, try to connect to your Wi-Fi, how many different people's routers show up on your computer? How many neighbors?
16.
Exactly.
Maybe more.
So all your neighbors' Wi-Fis are actually reaching into your home, which is unnecessary. I mean, that's huge. It's going, traveling at least 500 feet and it's affecting you on a cellular level. So I'll start with radio frequencies and then I move down the order of what's the most severe. So usually it's radio frequencies. And then the second one is dirty electricity. That's a huge problem for people. Dirty electricity is the easiest way to explain it is if you've ever heard of a surge protector, do you know what those are?
Yeah.
So that protects excess electricity from going inside of your devices and blowing them. Well, nowadays, the amount of electricity isn't controlled. So you get surges and spikes of electricity at any point during the day, which could blow your devices. But if it doesn't go into your device, then it goes into your body. Your body is like an antenna and it attracts electricity. So from anything that isn't grounded in your home, and what I mean by grounded is if you take a look at any plug that you plug into an outlet, if it has two prongs, that's not grounded. If it has three prongs, it's grounded. So anything that isn't grounded, the excess electricity floats through the air and grounds on your body. And then that's what causes headaches, vibrations in your body, feeling of anxiousness, the inability to concentrate. It's pretty powerful stuff. But I have a device that you plug it into the wall and it measures how much electricity, how much dirty electricity you have in that specific circuit. And I've found that houses with solar panels are the worst. If you live in a house that you have solar, have somebody come out and check your dirty electricity. If you're struggling sleeping, or if you're having any sort of weird symptoms, have someone come and check it out because you could be suffering from some dirty electricity problems.
Finally, a proven and comprehensive Lyme protocol with no antibiotics, no potentially harmful therapies, and no outrageous prices or hidden ongoing costs. Lyme Laser Center uses their unique, technologically advanced laser system and their numerous other supportive technologies to help you gain control of your Lyme disease and overcome the often debilitating effects it has on your body and your life. With a completely free in-house consultation with a Lyme Laser specialist, it's easy to learn more about the Lyme Laser protocol and how it can help you overcome your Lyme. Start healing your body naturally. You can hear all the past episodes of Lyme Voice at www.lymevoice.com. You can also hear new episodes here on the WGLR radio every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Central Time. Lyme Voice is also available 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, wherever you get your podcasts from. Give Lyme Laser a call today and tell them Lyme Voice sent you.
Yeah.
I thought that was so interesting. Even all the utilities on the outside of the house are being electronically transmitted
That's the smart meters.
Yeah, the smart meters.
Smart meters are a huge problem. They're right next to your breaker box. They look like a clear kind of dome, and they're smart. So like I said before, anything that says smart is not smart. And it sends signals every 30 seconds. It sends a text message to your utility company telling them what you're using. It says, you opened up your fridge. It's telling the utility company that you opened up your fridge. And although to them that's smart, to us, it's not necessary. And the smart meters are such a big problem that cities like Sedona actually ban smart meters in their entire city.
Seriously?
Yep. And most companies now are offering opt-out programs where you can choose to get a regular analog meter, which does the exact same thing, and they're safer. So they're offering you the chance to opt out of having a smart meter because of the health effects.
Wow.
Yep.
How many years do you think down the road are we from this being common knowledge?
We're already in it.
Are we?
Yes. Yes. It's common knowledge that these things are bad. They're holding seminars, medical conferences. They're teaching medical doctors. It kind of started with naturopathic doctors that knew more about this. And now medical doctors are starting to learn more about it. But from when I first got sick, there was no knowledge. Now it's very common knowledge. If you look up like 5G summits, cities all over the world are trying to get rid of 5G and not have them roll out in their cities because this technology is untested. We're being the test subjects. They're rolling out high radio frequencies and it's causing all these health problems, but then they're saying it's not the technology. So there's still a struggle. There's still a fight between big tech and everyone else, but we're going to win.
Interesting. I have heard so much. I mean, as soon as 5G started getting released from past coaching clients and listeners, I started getting text messages and messages asking, is there something to this 5G? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't dove in here yet, but wow, they're even doing medical conferences.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Huh. Well, I mean, there's an epidemic. The epidemic is chronic of our era is chronic illness. And yeah. So there is our reality since even you had said 1995, I graduated from high school in 1996 and it was cool if you had a pager.
Yeah. That technology was safe. I mean, it was, but I mean, it's not stylish. I mean, and there are safer ways to go about it. And I teach it in my book on safer cell phones to use, safer technology to use. There are alternative methods, but as technology advances, it's not tested and it's causing problems.
Yeah, you have a great section in your book that just talks about, that just asks all the questions that you would go in if someone was coming into your home to have it inspected. And from, do you use a microwave oven? Do you use an electric stove? Do you use fluorescent lights? Do you use a hair dryer? Do you have smart appliances? Like, I thought that list was just very comprehensive and just understanding, checking off the boxes of like, oh yeah, I have a ton of exposure. But I was going to ask you a couple of those things. One of the things you said, an electric razor or an electric toothbrush. Mm-hmm. What is the downside of an electric toothbrush?
So they have high electric and magnetic fields and you're putting them inside of your mouth for a toothbrush or on your face with an electric razor. And it raises your body voltage and your just the electric field in general, and they can cause adverse health problems.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot of information, but it's simple. If you're having headaches and you use an electric toothbrush, try switching to a regular toothbrush for a couple weeks. See if your headaches go away. And if that's it, continue using that regular toothbrush. If your headaches don't go away, then maybe the electric toothbrush wasn't affecting you as much as you think. Go back to your electric toothbrush. But chances are you're going to see a significant difference by switching back to a regular toothbrush.
Wow. You're right. Is the stuff you're talking about seems overwhelming at first, but there are some really simple solutions.
Yep.
And headaches are a huge part of people's reality. Headaches and migraines in the chronic illness realm. It's just constant.
Yep. And there are easy solutions that you can try that are free.
Huh. Okay. We have a few minutes left. Brian, tell us about the community that you've created. And I think this is, it's going to be powerful on so many levels, but if someone is overwhelmed, not feeling well, and overwhelmed by, okay, what could this mean? Just being able to go and spend a couple of nights in an EMF-free environment is going to be very telling for people. Have you already found that to be true?
Yes. A lot of people who come out, they immediately feel better. There is a little bit of a detox period that most people aren't aware of, but you're completely surrounded by EMFs in your everyday life. When you come out onto the land, your body starts to release all those toxins that it wasn't able to release. So you detox for a couple of days. So I typically recommend that people stay for a week at the minimum. And that way, once you detox, then you start to feel better and you start to feel different than you've felt in a very long time. People are like, whoa, I didn't know that my knee problem was caused by EMFs, but my knees feel great, or I have no headaches, or I'm getting 8 hours of sleep. I had one person who slept for 12 hours straight and woke up and was like, I feel like I'm 16 again. So it's really simple stuff, but yeah, so people can come out, they can camp. The EMF free community is 763 acres. So there, nobody's really on top of each other. One thing that I do stress is if you are interested in going to camp or something like that, don't just go camp in your regular campgrounds, because those campgrounds are still going to have Wi-Fi. You could be near a cell tower. Other cars and other homes near you could have Bluetooth or other smart devices. Find an area that is EMF free, like my community, and test it out. We're charging $25 a night. So if you come out, you stay for a night, $25, and you feel better, stay another night. See if your symptoms disappear.
Yeah. So right now it's available for camping, but eventually it will have housing and you can rent a room.
Yep. My wife and I are staying on the land in a tiny home. It's 225 square feet. It's pretty small. It's on wheels, but it's pretty nice. And we're looking to expand and get more tiny homes put on the property. And we're working with a company in Phoenix that's going to be building them for us. And once those are up, then people can rent out the tiny homes and stay inside those, which are completely EMF free. So you're going to get a house, running water, electricity, all that. All EMF.
And what is the name of the community?
Uncaged.
Uncaged.
Yeah. People who are sick with Lyme disease, mold, EHS, feel like they're the canaries in the coal mine. So I'm offering an opportunity for them to step out of their cage. So canaries uncaged.
I like that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a powerful image for sure.
Thank you.
Because that is how you feel. That is how you feel in this chronic illness community. So you're saying something is wrong. Pretty sure something's wrong here, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you've tried everything, I would highly recommend trying an EMF-free lifestyle, at least for a day.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
And you get to sit out under the stars in Tucson.
Oh, man. The stars are so beautiful. It's pitch black. No lights. It's a dark sky community. It's right near the observatory, the Kitt Peak Observatory. So at night, can't even see your hand in front of your face, but you look up and it's just stars everywhere. It's crazy. It's beautiful.
One thing I want to say as we're closing, in your first book, you outlined what an EMF-free community would look like to you in very specific detail. And I'm a big believer in manifesting things and writing out your goals or your visions for stuff. And I think that's another really powerful aspect of your story, is how you have experienced it, chronicled it, and then wrote out what you envisioned. And now here we are years later, and that vision is come true and is in the process of being fulfilled to the full extent.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's very satisfying. I love it, because now I have a safe place where I can stay and invite other people. And everything that I wrote in my book, I'm doing. I'm big on following up on what I say, and not just speaking and not doing, but I'm doing everything that I said that I'm doing. So if you've read my book, I'm making it happen.
That's awesome. Okay. Since you are not available all the time via cell phone, how do people find you and get in contact with making a reservation for Tucson? How do they order your book, and how do they contact you?
So they can order my books on Amazon. My first book, EHS Warrior, and my second book, The DIY EMF Home Inspection Guide. And I have access to email once a week. I come back into town and I check my email. And that email is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at EHSWarrior.com. And as far as coming out and staying, just shoot me an email and I'll send you the address and you can come and you can stay.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for your time. It's always fun talking to you and figuring out another piece of the chronic illness puzzle.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Hello, friends. Today's podcast is brought to you by these sponsors. Medical Bill Gurus. The experts at Medical Bill Gurus are dedicated to innovative solutions for any medical billing scenario, which we all have in this community. Oh my gosh. With empathy at the forefront of their daily mission, Medical Bill Gurus is dedicated to being in the trenches with patients and raise awareness for the daily challenges facing them. From medical billing errors to raising awareness for their diagnosis, Medical Bill Gurus takes pride in speaking with patients every day and helping them find guidance on how to navigate our broken healthcare system. Their patient advocates are available to help reduce medical bills and assist patients with navigating a dynamic health landscape. I also interview Daniel Lynch, and founder of Medical Bill Gurus, in episode 111. In addition to helping you get money back from your insurance company, if you need help deciphering what health insurance provider to choose, and I have done this several times a year for years now, or you are looking for a clinic that is covered by insurance, they are a great resource for all things related to medical bills, figuring out which insurance provider you could or should have. They're an awesome resource. Again, I use them multiple times a year. Give them a call. All right, now on to the show.
Disease is contrary to life. Therefore, wherever disease exists, life must also fight to exist.
Good job fighting, Lyme fighters. Keep it up. We'll see you next time.
Lyme Voice contains general information about medical conditions and treatments. The information is not advice and should not be treated as such. Okay, Lincoln?
Okay.
The medical information on Lyme Voice is provided as is without any representations, warranties, expressed or implied. Okay?
Okay.
Lyme Voice makes no representations or warranties in relation to the medical information on this podcast. You must not rely on the information on this podcast as an alternative to medical advice from your doctor or other professional health care provider. If you have any specific questions about your medical matter, you should consult your doctor or other professional health care provider. And for you, you consult your parents, okay?
Okay.
If you think you may be suffering from any medical condition, you should seek immediate medical attention. You should never delay seeking medical advice, disregard medical advice, or discontinue medical treatment because of information on this podcast. Got it, Lincoln?
Got it.